Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Well, well, well. I guess you're in the mood for something chaotic tonight. We definitely have a spooky dogman tale to share with you around the fire. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, smash that thumbs up, and let's get spooky. I adamantly refuse to ever go camping again. This happened years ago when I was still in my teens, but I could still remember it to this day. I was loosely a part of Air Cadets after school. I don't even have a uniform. They just let me hang out with a friend of mine and take part in some of the events, since she was always busy with the cadets. I wouldn't see her if I didn't go, but I didn't want to join myself. I wasn't the military type. They made you stand at attention and remember ranks. It just wasn't for me. I would just help them set up the fundraisers, or just help clean up the meeting hall as an excuse to see my best friend. Then, the camping trip came up. I wasn't really a cadet, but they said if I wanted, I could come along on the trip. I would need to do things like learn how to build shelters in the woods, and first aid survival exercises. We could even take turns going up into a small two-seat plane on the trip. My parents liked the idea of me learning something new, and I liked the idea of sharing a tent with my best friend for the weekend. We never got to see each other anymore. Her parents wanted her to do a million extra things after work. I swear, if she wasn't doing cadets, it would be a part-time job or two after school. The first day went perfectly fine. We all worked together setting up the tents at our camp. After lunch, they broke us up into groups to practice building shelters. I think it was for a badge or something like that. Because I really wasn't part of their program, they would just let me hang out with my friends, as long as I didn't help them. I couldn't help even if I wanted to. I didn't even have the basic understanding of outdoor survival. Just being there was slowing them down. I gathered some sticks I thought might be useful for them to use. While I was out on my own, but still had my friend group visible, I noticed some strange scratch marks on some trees. Deep, fresh cuts scarred the bark. I pointed it out, asking if there was any bears around here, but they just all shook their heads. Everyone was confident that there was no large animal in the woods that were dangerous. I gave the marks one last worried look and went back to the group to drag down their progress again. By the end of the night, we were all tired and cold. No one told me it was going to be this cold out. My friend saw me shivering and let me borrow a sweater. I saw the brief look of hesitation on her face before she handed it to me. Aside from being tired and needing to do all these different tasks, I was enjoying myself a little. That was, until I accidentally heard the cadets talking when I was coming back from a restroom break. "Why did they even let her come along?" one of them asked my friend. My breath caught and I waited for her to stick up for me. "She doesn't have anything else to do. Besides, she's not that bad." Not that bad? What did that mean? Did my friend agree with them that I had some bad traits? I mean, I wasn't on the same skill level as the rest of them, but I still thought we could all have fun that weekend. "The only way to rescue this trip is for her to do all the chores and keep her busy while we do what we came here for." This voice sounded a bit nastier than it had any reason to be. "I'll see what I can do." That was it then. A good friend of mine was turning on me. I was a burden in everyone's eyes and never should have come along. Walking into camp, they all noticed me and shut up really fast. I was given some fake smiles and I played along with it. I shouldn't make them hate me any more than they already did. I just needed to get through this weekend and never come back to hang out with these cadets again. When night fell, we had no set bedtimes, but I only stayed up by the fire for a little while. I turned in early to let everyone else chat and talk without me. Inside the tent, it was so cold. I wish someone had told me the weather so I could have packed better. After a while, I heard my friend come into the tent silently. I think she knew I was aware of what they all said earlier, but wanted to pretend it never happened. That was fine by me. My plan was to pretend I was asleep until I really did fall asleep. After a while of silently being curled up in the dark, I came to a horrible realization that I had to pee. That meant getting out of my somewhat warm sleeping bag into the cold. I thought I heard some rustling of animals outside my tent, but I forced myself to think it was just my imagination. I would also risk waking up someone to borrow a flashlight. Because the moon was so bright, I decided on going outside without one. As silently as possible, I got out of the tent, slowly zipping it up behind me. I shuddered in the chill air and started the power walk towards the porter potty that was set up. I didn't want to be out there for any longer than I had to. I knew the path by heart, but everything looked so strange in the dark. I started to doubt about going the right way. I was so focused on staying on the path, I didn't notice strange flickering red lights in front of me. When I did see them in the bushes, I froze. I squinted, trying to get a better look at what I was seeing. All at once, I just knew. They were eyes. Red eyes staring at me from the leaves. Slowly, they started to rise up as if whatever was looking at me was standing. And I ran. I felt a jolt of fear and stupidly ran off into the woods. I kept running until my lungs burned, and I tripped over an exposed root. Only when I stopped moving is when it fully sank in, and I started to feel pathetic. I've gotten lost. Damn it, I was lost in the middle of the woods. I should have never gone on this horrible good-for-nothing trip. I was just bringing everyone down with me. I've half-assed my entire life, and now I was going to die in the woods because of it. At least I was lost with a bunch of somewhat trained cadets in the area. If I fell and I broke my leg, they knew what to do if I was found. If. The idea kept playing in my head. If I was found. People go missing all the time in the woods, never to be seen again. Lost people fall off cliffs and get eaten up by the wildlife. Or they starve to death and get eaten by the wildlife. Or the wildlife didn't even wait for nature to take its course and just eat the hopelessly lost person alive. I didn't have any training. Hell, I couldn't even build a shelter correctly. Unless someone found me, I would die out here. A bit of a jump for someone who was only lost for a short while. Being out in the woods in the dead of night for an hour felt like years. Too scared to walk further, I sat against a tree feeling miserable and alone in the dark. I rubbed my arms together and tried to stay warm. I just needed to last until morning when people could start looking for me. I was with a bunch of people who knew what to do in this kind of situation. Feeling sorry for myself, I sat getting colder by the second. I heard something that turned my stomach to ice. A yipping off in the distance. I knew coyotes might live in the woods and I didn't want to find out. I debated on whether I should stay or just leave. I didn't want to run across them to get mauled. I needed a plan. After calming down, I decided I would just make a fire. It would keep me warm, and maybe the smoke would alert anyone who was looking for me. Getting up, I started looking for a clear space in the woods. The moon was almost full, making it easy to see. I found a small clearing close by and started brushing away leaves the best I could. I didn't want to set the entire forest ablaze. I knew the idea of how to start a fire, but never done it before. Once my spot was decided on, I gathered some rocks circling my clear space as if I would to keep the flames enclosed. Looking around, I started to gather sticks I felt would be dry enough to be useful. With an armful of sticks, I heard a noise. Twigs breaking behind me. I don't know why, but I thought it was someone coming to save me. It was a stupid thought. A wild animal would be more likely, And that's exactly what it was. When I turned around, I was facing a massive bear, just staring at me. Some of my gathered sticks tumbled out of my arms, but otherwise I didn't move. There was no fight or flight in me. I just froze. My mind turned blank. No advice on how to deal with bears came. I only thought of one thing. I was going to die. Simple as that. It was a shock of how quickly I accepted that fact. I stood, unable to move. My breaths shortened until I was taking in quick, painful gasps. The bear started to take some waddling steps towards me, and I still didn't move. When it stood on its back legs, a few sticks fell from my arms from how badly my hands were shaking. Tears came to my eyes as I begged for my body to do something, no matter how useless that might be. Finally, in the back of my mind, I heard someone telling me, "If it's a brown bear, you should make noise." Wait, was that right? Or was it a black bear that you make noise to scare it off? I was useless. I couldn't even remember the dang advice to save my life. I thought of my friends. I really hoped this bear ate every part of me and I was never found. I didn't want them to come across my mauled body. I saw the bear start to move a paw towards me and I nearly fainted. I jumped when a flurry of motion came from the bushes next to me. A blur came out from the trees, slamming so hard against the bear it knocked the thing over. I sat in disbelief. There was nothing that could take on a bear besides another bear. Nothing natural, that is. The spell was finally broken and I darted back, tripping and falling painfully on my backside. Blood and fur flew as the bear roared, trying to fight off the attacker. It was being mauled by something smaller than it, but it was still losing. My mouth hung open, watching the fight in the dark. The moon came out from behind a cloud, and I could get a better look at what was accidentally coming to my rescue. I didn't believe it. I just couldn't. The beast raised its head, and I could finally see it clearly. A wolf's head, swiftly moving to bite down on the bear's throat. I was watching a fight between a bear and some kind of dogman werewolf. There was no other way to say it. The wolf's body was human-like, covered in dark black fur. Muscles ripped underneath the fur, powerful enough to take on something as strong as a bear. A long tail thrashed around in the fight. The back claws looked wolf-like. The front were almost human-like hands, but with razor-sharp nails gripping onto the brown fur. It dug its fingers deep into the bear's flesh, blood seeping out and both creatures screaming. I should run for it. I had no business being there, and yet, my body was still frozen by fear. If the bear somehow won, it might eat me after it finished off the werewolf. If the werewolf dogman thing won, it would eat me for sure. I was a tasty little dessert for either of the two. I could only hope that they would just kill each other. I heard a horrible cracking sound and one last blunt from the bear as the wolf tightened its jaws deeply into the bear's neck. The massive brown animal fell still, and the wolf kept its jaws clamped down, breathing heavily. I watched amazed as the claw marks and wounds from the fight started to heal on the wolf's body. In a few minutes, they all closed up, making it look good as new. Releasing its jaws, it stood up on its back hind legs, head pointed down in the air. The wolf let out a victory howl so loud that it rattled my bones. To my horror, I heard more howling answering back in the distance. There was more than one of these creatures in the woods. After it finished howling, it turned its head and its red eyes found me. Slowly it faced me, only a few feet away. I was still shaking, but not as much as before. Thank you. My voice was so low and trembling I could barely hear myself. Large ears twitched at my voice. I couldn't tell what kind of expression it had aside from scary. looking from between me and the bear, it made a choice. Getting on all fours, it took the bear by the neck once again, and started to drag it into the woods, disappearing with its meal. I watched it leave, but the relief didn't hit me until the sun started to rise. I sat, staring at the spot I'd last seen the wolf, and the sky started to lighten. When my campmates finally did find me, they were all in a panic. Our adult supervisors were going to call in some professionals, but they came across me an hour with my best friend noticing me missing. It was a little embarrassing getting lost so close to camp, but they were all glad that I stayed put and didn't keep going further deep into the woods, making it nearly impossible for them to find me. I never told them why I was so scared and the staying in the same spot for most of the night. Until this point, I haven't told anyone what I saw. I soon fell out of touch with my best friend I went on that trip with to see. Our lives just became too different. Because of that one camping trip, I became a city person and refused to ever go into the woods again.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
When it comes to home insurance, Geico works for you. And since I'm the Geico Gecko, I'm here working for you too.
Hey, Gecko, can you record my voicemail greeting?
No problemo.
You've reached the amazing Rita. She's probably busy right now teaching music theory to neighborhood birds or telling a total stranger how they can bundle home and car insurance with Geico to get the discounts they deserve. But rest assured, she'll get back to you once she's done brightening her little corner of the world.
Did that sound all right?
Nailed it. No notes.
Let Geico work for you. Get more with Geico.